Welcome back to Brass Stacks. Before the break, someone asked the question, where do you get your wash your hands sign? Here in the WhatsApp, very quickly afterwards, a person says, Key Shop sells those signs. So Key Shop sells those signs. So you can run over to Key Shop and get those signs to wash your hands. And Key Shop will be sending you a bill. I was telling you WhatsApp before, go back to the phone lines. And this is from Dennis Kelman. I want to support your first caller who seems to be knowledgeable about our water system. We need to be honest with ourselves and accept that we have created the water shortage in Barbados by allowing our sewage system to dump at sea. We have compounded the problem by insisting that house owners have water tanks to store water and not to use. These two flaws are causing us to be deprived of over 400 million gallons per year. This information was explained to water officials who rejected it until it was regurgitated by a consultant from Israel. We have to appreciate that when water is trapped, it cannot go to the aquifer. The suggestion by the caller is not new, but refreshing. Thank you, Mr. Kelman. We'll go back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good morning.
Mr. Price.
How are you today, sir?
Not too bad.
Good.
I'm calling about a burst pipe in Silver Hill.
We're in Silver Hill.
Silver Hill Close.
Silver Hill Close.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a burst main up in there since September. And this pipe is a well next door to it, right? But the water runs in a well, that's where it won't flow on the road.
Uh-huh.
And about four or five waterworks trucks in Maine, and the gang's went and look at it. Nobody does nothing about it. And it is there now since September. And all you call the waterworks to take the report, nobody come and fix it. So it's still there full of moss and water running all the time in the well.
Oh, dear.
Well, since September, you know.
Since September. That's a lot of gallons of water being wasted there, my brother.
Yeah. There's a well next door to it, and it runs in the well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have witness crews come in, get off the truck, go and look at it, get back up in the truck, gone. And never come back. Mm-hmm. The majority of neighbors call, and nobody come and do nothing about it.
Anyhow, Silver Hill Close, that's in Christchurch. There's a burst main, and it's next to a well, and it's been running since September. So let's hope Yvette Harris and the team from the Barbados Water Authority are listening so that they can respond to that. Anything else, sir?
Okay.
Is there anything else? What do you think about what Barbados is doing in preparations for the coronavirus? You have any thoughts about that? You're satisfied with what is being done?
Well, I'll let you on the radio, so I'm content with.
Okay. All right, well, keep tuned. Take good care. Have a great day. You on the air? Good morning. Good morning. All right, that person is playing shy. We got another call. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. I can hear a little voice there, a female voice. I'll just read this. I agree with the caller. He agrees with the caller who is 55 plus. I agree with the caller. I'm 47, a professional worker, ex-banker, and haven't received any job offers since my layoff. Yes. This is something that I continually hear wherever I go from people 50 plus, my age group, who would have stopped working for whatever reason, and they find it difficult to get a full-time job again. It is a problem, as I said, not only here, but all over the place. And how do you break the back of it is difficult. Some people will tell you that the best way of doing so is to see if you can work for yourself, but that's easier said than done. I know a couple of people, well, I should say I was told by a couple of people, let me put it that way, that they went to get these trust loans, the $5,000 to help see if they can start their own little thing and whatnot. and they did not get through. I don't know for whatever reason. And they're of the view that the trust loans were mostly like for younger people. But I know someone from trust loans maybe can call and say that isn't so, or that is so, and maybe they can also give us the stats to show how many people over 50 would have been assisted. But it is a worrying situation. And what makes it so worrying too is that we have a very high over 50 population. I don't have those stats in front of me, but my memory, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it's about 20% of our population by 2020, this year, would be 45 plus. As I say, I'm not sure. I will try to get on to somebody at the statistical department during a break to see if I can get those statistics. But it's rather high. So this is a sector of people that cannot be ignored. That's opportunities for employment must come their way, because as the caller suggested, they still have bills to pay, they still have children to put through school, and they're basically still are functional. A person who's 50 years old still has 17 years before retirement. 17 years, that's another lifetime, you know? So really and truly, employers, think about, before you hire, think about the persons who are over 50 as well. We go back to the phone lines. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Brace.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Yourself?
I'm good. Are you now misdecided, or you're still undecided?
You got me tattered.
Half and half.
Maybe you sanitize your hand, right? You just pick up your phone after.
Yes.
You don't sanitize your phone.
I do that too. And why I do it is because there was a study done. It was one of these things that came out a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's between UWI Medical School and the Medical Association. They have these, it came out in the doctor's, the BAMP. They have this, a number of studies are done, and they have the BAMP magazine. And this is quite a few years ago, where a study was done showing that how a lot of germs are on phones, because although we clean our hands, we don't clean our phones. Mm-hmm. And apparently, the researchers, they would have interviewed a number of medical professionals on how they use their phones in terms of how they touch their phones and whatnot afterwards. Mm-hmm. And they found that, you know, that they really don't clean their phones. So the phones are dirty.
Yeah.
The outside of the phone. So it was actually a study done here in Barbados. Because mm-hmm. I did the story. I said a few years ago. So that's how I remember it. So I always clean the phone.
Oh, it don't make no sense that you sanitize your hand, then after go pick up the phone, the battery is still on the phone.
Agreed.
So you should sanitize your hand and sanitize your cell phone or your work phone or your, you know, whatever phone you're using.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, thank you for that. You're so right. What do you think of the plans so far?
I'm coming to something else.
Ask you what you think of the plans so far. We haven't spoken in a long time. You just down me one time.
No. I be busy.
You be busy? No. Mischief maker.
Say what?
You're a mischief maker, so you be busy? I don't know denial. Hey, go right ahead, dear.
Everyone, right, that coming into Barbados on the cruise ship, on the airplane, the tester proving that the negative, and some got flu-like system, and the test is saying that they're negative, you mean to tell me they ain't got nobody that never, you know, that never, it never come up positive? That means that the test is working good, eh?
No, because...
Mr. Price?
No, because you could have flu-like symptoms and not have the coronavirus because it presents with flu-like symptoms initially. Mm-hmm. That is one of the challenges in dealing with this illness.
Mm-hmm. Okay? But I mean, every time a cruise ship coming here, it cleared the negative.
What do you so
man, you know that is technology and some is malfunction.
Fine, but you're also saying at the same time that our cruise sector should just lay down and die.
I'm not saying that, Mr. Price. I mean to say that every time that a cruise ship or every time that the test people is showing up negative. That would got me confused.
But if they're negative,
they have one that show up positive.
But if they're negative, they're negative.
So you see it.
One has to rely on the professionals and the equipment that they use. Okay? You have to rely on it.
You know, it could show up. Okay, it could show up negative now, but in the next few days, your body could be positive too.
My dear, let me tell you something, right? 3 weeks ago, and this is a personal thing.
Okay.
3 weeks ago, one of these same testers tested, showed that I had a very high temperature. Okay? Mm-hmm. I was coughing, I was sneezing. In fact, when I came on the air on Sunday, was the first time in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I had to go to Guyana to work for a little while. So therefore, I had literally to take a break to ensure I can bring my temperature down.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't do any travel. I haven't traveled for a year, about 2 years now. For a year and a half now. I haven't traveled anywhere. I haven't really been in contact with anybody who would, quote unquote, be exposed to the virus. But there was a possibility that if I had traveled with my temperature being what it was, that I could have been quarantined or something. So I had to deal with it. Now, I had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Pure and simple. Mm-hmm. When I got to Guyana, I mean, I was still coughing a little, but not much. The first thing that happened is that all the immigration officers had on masks. Okay? You can hardly understand what they were saying because, you know, there's a thick glass that separates you and them. That's the first thing. And then their voice is muffled because they have a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was really disconcerting. But they didn't take the temperature, but they were asking you a couple of questions, like, you know, where were you, where did you go for the last, have you traveled in the last 3 weeks, and that type of thing.
Mm.
And so they were obviously taking the threat very seriously. Now, if they had, say, one of these temperature gauges, like my doctor had, and they had realized that I still had a temperature, I would have been in trouble. So, but the whole point is, all I had was the flu.
Okay.
All right? So that is why I'm saying to you that that sort of talk that you're putting down, while I continue to hear that talk, at the same time, one has to believe that the professionals are doing their job.
Okay?
And if we don't, then what we do is create a whole set of anxiety.
Let me put another scenario to you. Before the person carrying a flu-like system and the fever high, I mean, they could take a tablet too.
Your temperature doesn't come down like that. It's not that easy to come down.
So look, I can't tell you your fever.
No.
All right, Mr.
Not bring down your fever. If it could have done that, I would have done that. Trust me. But the tablet could do that.
You know, there's anything that's happened here, Mr. Price. You could take a tablet and you feel kind of when you get with the airport, when you get that test up and you, everything will be good to the next couple of days after.
And the next thing too, when you talk about flu-like symptoms, you know that if you, Aedes aegypti mosquito, what was it? Dengue. Dengue and the other one.
Chikungunya.
They all present with these flu-like symptoms too. You see, that is the difficulty and that is the problem where you just can't assume and just run off with it because they also present with flu-like symptoms. And mosquitoes still biting, you know.
Yeah, mosquitoes
still
biting.
People still coming down with dengue, you know. It's still happening. So
yeah, but they have medication for that. But for this one, no medication at all.
But for the flu and whatnot is basically rest and paracetamol. For dengue and those sort of things, it's basically rest and same thing. You just got to let it work its way through your system.
Try to build up
your immune system. Sorry?
Mr. Praise?
Uh-huh.
And for this one as well, Mr. Praise, what you take for this one?
Similar thing as far as I know. You just have to let it work through your system, your immune system.
Work through your system? Yeah. You mean to kill you?
The stats show that this virus only has a 2% killing rate. More people die from the flu on an annual basis than when you look at this coronavirus.
But this one look at worse than flu, Mr. Price. Like it attacking
Because of how it is spreading and there's this level of anxiety over it. It is unknown. Many things are unknown. People react in this way. But when you, if you think about it, okay, more people die from the flu, the ordinary flu, than they're going to die from coronavirus. Statistically, that is what it is. But it's unknown. And when it's an unknown quantity, we tend to react because we like to know that it can be helped. I go back to the same thing with HIV. We know. When people were having all this, getting a conniption over HIV, you know, AIDS and getting AIDS, I just could not understand it personally because I said, but the only way I can get that virus is if I had unprotected sex with somebody who has it. If I don't have unprotected sex with anybody, that means I can't get it. So why should I panic? And so, you know, but we panic unnecessarily. That is the problem.
Mr. Price, this one is attacking the only people that got diabetes, heart problems, blood pressure, all kind of things. Then people can
But ordinary flus do that too. And yes, dengue and chikungunya. Lord have mercy, chikungunya is back up.
But they have no medication for this one. Yes, the rest you can get medication, but this one you ain't getting no medication. You have to think with your body to see how your body work with this
and
one.
And that is why all you need to do is do what the public health officials are saying.
What they're saying? Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, okay?
Take all
the necessary precautions. They're right there. They're all over your face. They're all over social media. That's all you got to do, you know?
Yes, we're following that, but still.
But still, the human thing is to be able to be anxious and talk enough about it and get other people around you anxious like you're doing now, which is totally unnecessary.
No, really, but still, it's still bothering people. Yes, it bothering me too, yes, to see how that it all over the world, that every morning you wake up and you hear twit. You did in fact 20, and then next day he ain't 48 going there every time. So how it's spreading? Nobody don't know how it's spreading. Nobody just don't know.
Yes.
So it like it ain't here. It can't be a mosquito that biting you. Cause every month you hear the numbers going up higher and higher. Look at America, it got over 1,000 people now.
But that's because the amount of people who come into contact with the individuals who would have contracted it. That's all. The same thing happens with the flu. So really, I'm not playing it down. I'm really not. But I'm just trying to be rational about this thing. And forgive me if I try to be rational about most things, but I've learned that when you begin to get anxious and begin to panic over anything, you stop thinking rationally and you start doing stupid things and saying stupid things. So that is why I look at things very rationally, okay? Because everything in my logic, it either makes sense or it don't make sense. All right? Anyhow, lovely talking to you, but I've got five other calls here, so let me go to some of these calls before we take some ads. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you today?
Not too bad. Greetings and salutations to your great self.
And to you.
The person who killed Stein hasn't learned the value of life. The years 1958 to 1962, in my personal opinion, are the most regrettable in West Indian history. And without doubt, the sound painted by the great Calypsonian, the Mighty Spar Federation, we are part of, we don't want no Beijing Premier, has now proved without doubt that Trinidad and Jamaica has now to rub shoulders with a Beijing Prime Minister, the young first female Prime Minister of Barbados, the Honourable Mayor Mohamed Yusuf to be MP, can rub shoulders with both leaders from Germany, Canada, Australia, Britain, and Russia. I have deliberately left out the USA because the present president is not in my rating as a leader, politically speaking. The Prime Minister of Barbados, the Honourable Amar Marty QC MP, should be commended for taking CARICOM heads of government to Guyana. Going back down memory lane, sir, a former Prime Minister of Britain is on record as Cecil Court. When you want something said, ask a man. When you want something done, get the woman. End of quote. We cannot continue having heads of Caribbean government to be only talk shop, and having for the first time a woman to be head of CARICOM, what her predecessors couldn't achieve. I hope that the Honourable Mayor Mohamed QC MP would achieve, and that is to get all Caribbean governments on board as members of the Caribbean Court of Justice. Secondly, sir, government has to revisit the legislation dealing with charities, as some in the system are abusing it for personal financial gains. Thirdly, sir, privileged investors are trying to make local trade unions irrelevant so as to exploit workers' rights. As a former trade unionist, where I was the local agent secretary for the British National Union of Seamen and U.S., I have realized that all Barbadian employees, in for too many instances, are still being denied rights that are supposed to be afforded them. And it would be interesting to hear Senator the Honourable Chancellor Franklin on this issue, being an expert on the Employment Rights Act. And fourthly, sir, it is unfortunate that the question expert and genius was misled, causing him to have a shelf life with an expiry date 2023. Although personally speaking, sir, his move was to bury the dame. Technically speaking, this country not ready for a third political party, and I think the Honourable Bishop Joseph Ali can, at the end of this term, he can resign from active politics. He is never alone who is in company of noble thoughts. I say to my friend Bishop Joseph Ali and BJP, test the value of your thoughts by deciding whether you would want them said out loud. For in St. Michael Less, I think constituent vote for party and not personality. Thanks for being so painstaking And I have your comment, sir.
You said a mouthful, sir. And I wouldn't know where to start. I made some notes here as we were speaking, but I think that... Please turn your radio down. I'm getting some feedback here. Good, thanks. The one thing that I would comment on would be the Caribbean Court of Justice. That is a whole political issue in some countries. For some, it means a change of a constitution. In others, it just is about political will, or rather the lack of political will. So I don't think that is something that Ms. Molly, as the chairman, would be able to succeed in getting done at all. But I'm not going to comment on the local politics that you put there. That's up to you. But that's the only one I would want to comment on. Anyhow, thank you very much. Let's move to another call. As I said, we have a lot of calls and a lot of WhatsApps. And someone here is asking a question, and maybe one of the medical professionals from the Ministry of Health could help me here. Person says, we talk about sanitizing the phone, but how about your bag strap? Or how about your clothes? Can the virus stick on your clothes when people sneeze? I have absolutely no idea, and I will try to, I doubt it, but I have no idea. And I'll try to see if I can get a medical professional who can make a comment. We take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.